4341790. I have to share this one with you because it was one of the things I flagged in my period away. WhatsApp says, unlike some persons our age, I'm a bit computer savvy, even though I don't have an online account as yet to pay any bills. However, I have a couple family members who have such an option. Reason I'm saying this to indicate that like most persons, I went to Massey Rendezvous on Wednesday, the designated day to pay my bills. Unfortunately, the line was going around the building, and I found it inadequate to complete the process. Hence, I asked one of my family members to pay the bills 2 days afterwards. I'm not sure what's going to be the case from next week, but I believe the utility company should allow persons to pay at the respective outlets, even if they don't have all open, which may not be possible given the restrictions as it now occurs. ShorePay cannot handle the volume of persons who need to make these payments. Thank you for your continued efforts. I had this conversation, believe it or not, with a representative of Flo, because I got a note on my phone telling me what my bill was, and I called the party and said, so do I pay my bill? I said, well, come on, Dennis, you pay it online. I said, with what? With your credit card. I said, I don't have a credit card by choice. Man, stop talking foolishness, pay your bill. I said, I don't have a credit card by choice. How do I pay my bill? I said, I know I can pay at the post office, I know I can pay at ShorePay. And what happened to your Dropbox at Windsor Lodge that I could write a check and put, money closed. I said, well, if you want my money, make it possible for me to pay you in every way that you can, including having somebody at Windsor Lodge to perhaps once or twice a week check the box and make the necessary payment. Man, we got restrictions and da-da-da, so we closed it. And then right after that, I got a note from the Barbados Light and Power Company, good morning, Jackie and team, telling me that their Dropbox was open. And I said, no, that is customer service. You want my money, you make it possible for me to pay you in any way I can, which includes dropping the check off in a box outside your office where I can, don't have to stand in line, don't have to safe distance, don't have to do anything except write the check, park my car safely, throw it in the box, get back in my vehicle, my bicycle, my skateboard, and go along. And you can pay at the post office. That's where I paid the Flo bill. But I had to stand in line, and I had to safe distance and do all the other things. Thankfully, the line was not long. Apparently, not many people last named Jay. But oh, people know that you could pay at the post office. I don't know what will happen in the coming weeks, but I agree with you in principle that if you want my money, make it as easy as possible for me to give you my money, which may mean opening an outlet or two, even if once or twice a week. And we follow the principle of whatever. I agree with you. We may not both be right, but I agree with you. Brass Sacks, good morning.
Mr. Johnson.
My lord, how are you, sir?
But we have not spoken to for the last 6 weeks.
You feel like I'm a stranger? Well, okay, stranger.
And to hear you this morning, at least expound on one of the reasons, which I also have encountered, and people who love to read, people who are always into reading will always be set back because of eye problems, and I know that you went through a whole series of setbacks because of that. So I wish you well, I pray you well, and I know that somewhere along the line that what you're encountering, I have also encountered, and hope for the best down the road. Mr. Johnson, I want to talk to you about two things. I hope that I will get them across. I want to deal with Kite Flying. I heard everybody, and I want to say good morning to my friends out in Strathclyde. I heard everybody talking about the kites, this and the kites, that. Mr. Dawson, the problems to Kite Flying can be solved. Simple. One would want to say that a kite without a bull is not a kite. But the fact of the matter is that if law is being introduced, now, to have a car, you must have a horn. You don't go along the road, But the kite industry in Barbados has become very, very sensitized in the sense that people have found it a business now, both for the complete and also to the fact of the retail business. So my first suggestion would be that kites shall not carry bulls. A kite will not be able to carry a bull, and that there will be certain designated places for flying. Take, for example, the people of South Clyde are affected because the kite flies from off of Empire Pastor. The people who go to funerals in the Westbury Cemetery, and I've witnessed that, are fixed with the situation of trying to get over the song of the bull in order to commit the body to the earth by sounds, by singing. So you're competing with the kites over the Westbury Cemetery. You're competing with the kites of the residents of South Clyde, who in true and fact come from the purpose. So the garrison was at one time, but it's not anymore because the garrison under repairs. One of the strategic positions, I think, would be that certain areas would be established for kite flying. I remember years ago, Mr. Johnson, you'd be surprised to know this, there was a guy from Braddon Hill who used to put his kite up in the air every evening at 6 o'clock. You know why?
Right.
He had a red light attached to the kite. Anybody living in that area can tell you what I'm saying. So I've been involved with kites for a while. And people would look over the area of the Bayland for Beckersort and see this red light dazzling left, right, and center up in here.
Well, that's why I said to my friend from St. Thomas that I heard that the kite flying at night have other things than people enjoying themselves. But anyway, yeah.
Let me express another point to you. Mm-hmm. People don't make kites anymore with kite paper.
Ah, no, that is what I was waiting on you to get to. Yes, because right. When you talk about kites, and my, Roald tell me I can't fly kite with him, so I won't try to. But this making kite out of plastic and bull out of plastic and everything out of plastic. Plastic was not in our days. We used to find brown paper and we had kite paper and, you know, we used to make our own glue and all kind of things. It was a different year, I suppose, but, you know, old people, like somebody tell me, you know, get with the program, get my credit card and go online. We're too far behind, so, you know.
Let me tell you the
plastic
reason.
Don,
let me tell you the reason why the plastic paper is being used. Just say how people will play dominoes for a couple of dollars or will play drafts for a couple of dollars. The kite fellas bet one another that the kite stay up longer than the other kite.
So I got a question to ask that I hope I could ask at 11:30 in the day and get rid of it.
So this is nice.
What is this fascination men have with keeping things up? Okay,
this
go ahead. Nice. Sorry.
Nice.
Sorry.
Go ahead. The rain has caused a lot of the kites
to fall down.
So the fellas have found a way now that they can compete against each other
by putting it in plastic.
Yeah, and having the loudest double plastic belt. The three rows of plastics that are made for the bull. So his kite has got to be louder than the other person. I'm saying that since we are aware of these things, since we know these things, the fact of the matter is that you know exactly where most of your kites are being flown. The other point is that Now that plastic is supposed to be turned, then these guys are whipping a storm. So they're going to make more plastic kites. But the argument I'm saying to you, Mr. Johnson, is that no kite should be processed with a bull. And if this is done, then the annoyance of the bull, which becomes an amplified bull, would stop. So I think
you
this
think
is
so?
One of...
You think so, man?
It's an amplified world, right?
Look, let me say this, eh? We're wasting too much time on this. Let me say this, right? This country has serious issues to deal with. We got serious problems to attract our attention. We got to revive the economy. We got to put our people back to work. We got to pay our bills. We got to be able to sustain this life that we've become accustomed to that depends on 900% imports. We have to deal with all the grants, loans, extensions, haircuts, and all the other things we're getting, right? For big people to spend their time deciding how to make noise all night long to start bet. How much are you betting? $500,000? $2.5 million? I mean, that's, I know people must have some form of release and some form of excitement and some form of whatever it is that gets them through the night. But keeping a kite up all night, ain't no way that I plan to keep my nights exciting. I can't see how it is. My ancestors' culture was lying down under a coconut tree and having naked women wave palm branches over my head, and then Columbus come and civilize me and I go put on clothes. So I can't go back and lie down naked under a coconut tree and say that is my culture. So we have got to attend to the things in this country that are serious. I find we let distractions carry us away from what we should be focused on. The same energy and effort and excuses we find to put kites up with bulls making noise all night long, find out how to make food grow in places where it is now barren. Find out how to get gullies to have enough food so that monkeys don't come and rip up the crop. Find out ways to make people be able to stay in the same house with the woman that they choose and the children that they create for 48 hours without saying, I have to get outside, or else I'm going to go crazy. Because there has to be some way we could channel these energies that we channel into nonsense into productive areas. There has to be.
If we know the source, Mr. Johnson, and I think the sources, and this has been a study that has been passed in, that it can be rectified by legislation. That is, that as I mentioned, if you know that the problem is a bull, restrict, and you know that people are making money. Kite making is now taught in schools. People are living off of kite making. So in order for that person to continue to live, then he must be governed. That person must be governed. The law must be put in place. So you then establish that no kites must be made with a bull. No kite should be made of plastic, because since plastic has to be thrown away, then out of that. But I want to speak to you of something, Mr. Johnson, extremely important. COVID-19, you know, it's now become a very frightening thing in Barbados, and it's almost causing fights and quarrels in certain areas. It has now become what we consider similar to AIDS, where people used to figure within themselves that they don't want to be in the same room with people that has been alleged to be AIDS carriers. Now, people look at everybody as virus carriers, and as a result of that, I believe in the standoff approach. I believe in that. But now, if you misinterpret some person by accident, and you shouldn't because you're too close, but you have a situation now, many of the problems that are caught, people are now looking down on people, because they believe that somewhere along the line that they're carrying the virus, and because they're carrying the virus, it is likely to be passed on to them. And I think this is something we've got to watch. I got to go, but I want to tell you this. You see this online, Mr. Johnson? You listening?
Yes, sir. This is what I paid to do every day. Listen, I'm listening to you very closely.
This online is a very serious thing, right? Because the old man who fell down in the yard, when the daughter came out and asked him, what are you doing up on the ground? And he said, well, they tell me I got to pay my bills online.
Yeah, that's why I tell you, creativity abounds. You say, you have a good day.
You have.
And he learned. And you're on it.
Yeah.
So, all right. Cool. No problem. Brass Stacks, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. So, and you?
Not too bad, man. They don't know how you mean live our lives. Social distancing or physical distancing. I'd be lamb like you. I'd be doing it all my life.
Yeah. Nothing new for me. Nothing new for me.
Especially after like three ladies dropped me in a restaurant that's about to close. I just not thought I'd put word to get there.
And you had to distance socially or unsocially.
Yeah. They told me I look like I can make pretty girl children. I said, really? But you know, that he had a very, very legitimate concern.
Which is?
He's bringing people setting up things in the supermarket. That's what
I'm Oh, I'm picking it up and putting it down. Yeah.
That's a very serious thing, you know. Because not only that, too. Remember, the staff got to be stacking and things, not getting anything.
Mm-hmm. Which is why I said they sometimes put it back in the wrong place, and then somebody else got to take it up and put it back, and so on and so on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, a potential solution to the glasses legend. For I saw a lady on people's business. She also made a mistake, but she did it with the back of her knuckle. The sports strap is one particular potential solution for that. You know, and you don't do the strap. You know, you see the tourists with them something, but they're going in sunglasses.
Yeah.
You put the strap onto it, and it goes.
And go behind the
ear.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, because after I had cataract surgery, I had to resort to that also. Cause I didn't want to put my hand in my face too often.
Too often. The thing is, sometimes I think just getting accustomed to having something. I mean, I've worn glasses for a long while, but. It becomes almost a reflex action. Sometimes you're speaking to people and you adjust your glasses. You don't need to see them any clearer, but you just do it. and that's why I said the challenge with adapting to some of the things is changing the way you do things. And unfortunately for me, and it is unfortunate for me, is I'm a touchy-feely kind of person. So touching people is something that I have to train myself not to do. That goes back to when people start talking about sexual harassment and how close you stand to them and putting your arm around them, what's your intention. So I had to start training myself. But you know, as I said, it was difficult for me, really, really difficult. Coming out of different environments and different societies, you have to learn to adapt to changes. So, you know, you do what you have to do to survive.
Of course, different cultures behave different. Just like what Mark was saying just now, in truth of fact, there's a lady on a BBC program called This Man who said that when you saw the people in Southeast Asia, China, and them places wearing the face mask.
The face mask, yeah.
It was supposed to protect. It was supposed. They assumed that they were the potential carriers, and they were protecting.
And they were protecting. Yeah, but here's the other thing that was interesting. The Eastern culture way of clasping your hands and bowing in respect, as opposed to other physical forms of contact. I was smiling at how quickly it became part of the norm, and I laughed because going back to the karate days, that's what you did to your sensei. You clasp your hands, you bow, or your opponent without taking your eyes off the opponent. That was the Eastern way of doing it. So it is not alien to their culture. But in societies where you're accustomed shaking hands, like the prince in Britain, who, you know, or people are accustomed curtsying to royalty and that kind of thing, and not grabbing the queen hand, would not have a problem. But if you're accustomed shaking hands as a greeting, you do it almost by reflex.
Exactly. You see, now what happened to is this is a university in Nebraska this kind of experiment showing if people touch their faces, say about every 4 minutes. I say it's a reflex action.
In
your hands and in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that, right? There's habits that we really do have to break.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there still drink coffee in the morning?
No, I don't. I gave up coffee some years ago because of my attachment to cigarettes. So when I gave up one, I gave up the other.
Well, you're the same problem I had.
My friend. We share a culture.
Every time I open the book, it had to be a cup of coffee, a pack of cigarettes, turn on.
Correct.
The radio,
correct.
I need the background noise to focus.
Correct. Look, let me say, and you know, it was strange that a doctor, he was a medical doctor, he was a qualified medical doctor, he went to work on the, what the Americans call the reservation. He went to work with the native peoples and to study their medicine. And he said to me, smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee was being on a treadmill. I asked him what he meant. He said, well, you get up in the morning and your body says, pick me up. Pick me up to you means drink a cup of coffee. So you drink a cup of coffee, your adrenaline starts to pump, and your body says, slow me down. So you, slow me down to you means light a cigarette. So you light a cigarette, and the deep breathing slows you down, and your body says, man, I need to be picked up. So you reach for a cup of coffee. You say, you're on the treadmill. Yeah. And I suddenly realize, you know, you're making sense, right? It wasn't about telling me about cancer, the lung. It wasn't telling me about, you know, drop dead, because I heard that before. It was somebody who made sense. And, you know, sometimes I tell people it's how you deliver the message, which is what I was saying to a previous caller. Sometimes you tell people medical terminology, you tell them the risks involved, and they look and go, yeah, all right. But until you tell them something that makes sense, they really ain't doing what you tell them to do, you know. They're just going ahead and doing what they feel like doing.
Yeah, well, listen to me carefully. Mm-hmm. My grandma, as soon as I feel the cold coming on, I used to drink black coffee and lime.
Yeah, I used to do that.
It is known that lime is a very good thing to boost the immune system, vitamin C, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But there was a campaign years ago which was set up against coffee. Mm-hmm. But it's now seen, it's online too.
Correct, that they're now going back to saying a cup of coffee don't do you anything and you need it to regulate your heart and various other things. I have seen it. So, and this is one of the things.
No. They said if you take two cups of coffee, it actually helps to boost the immune system because coffee cleans the liver. So therefore, it takes away that function from it. It relieves the immune system of having to do that job. So it allows it to act on the patients even better. The computer world, because of having a direct memory access, you actually access information from memory without having to go through the central processing unit. In this case, the central processing unit would be the immune system. So it relieves the immune system to have to carry that extra function.
And let me tell you, and this is what I think is important, and thanks for raising that, because it triggered something in my mind that I've always said is important when we read things online. And when we go blindly with it, if you follow the medical journals and things that have been said about medical issues over the years, you always get conflicting information or information that tends
correct.
To contradict each other as tests continue and as things develop. Because I would remember hearing cholesterol, you shouldn't get cholesterol bad. Then they became good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. This is good for you and that's not good for you. And why you shouldn't have this and then why you should have that. Because even down to things like vaccines, you now hear all sorts of stories about the effects of vaccines and why you shouldn't have it and then why you should. So there is always conflicting or seemingly conflicting information. And if you just pick up one and run with it, you could find yourself in a lot of trouble. Injecting with Lysol. But, Fair enough, sir. You have a good one. Good hearing you as always. 4341790. Brass Dax. Good morning.
I spoke to the person, and they're asking the lady to call as soon as possible. They are waiting for your call.
Okay, sir. Thank you. 4341790. Somebody said they're enjoying the program, is relaxing. As a matter of fact, somebody says it's too laid back and boring. So that's what I mean about information that bounces off of both sides of the brain. Brass Dax, good morning. Hey, hello.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm calling about Hosen. I'm here with my parents, and I'm being tormented by them. And I really need some place to go. I was wondering if one of the ministers, like Carrie Simmons, can contact me since he's the minister of my constituent. And I really need some assistance. I'm here being tormented by them over and over again.
What do you call tormented?
Well, harassing.
What is harassing?
Quarreling with me all the time, this thing, that thing, small little things, you know.
Like what?
Small little things such as I had on the radio in the bathroom listening to a spiritual music. She wants it off, I turn, she plugs it out, and that's a quarrel.
Your parents, you're living with, you said?
Yes.
What's the age disparity? How old are you?
I am 42.
Okay, that's enough time for you to be
working.
On your own. Yeah, I know, but and that's the problem. By age 42, I think most of us do not like being dependent on anybody, working or not. That's the truth. And even more so, I don't think we like to be controlled. We think we deserve a certain level of independence. We think we should have our privacy. We think we should have our rights to do what makes us comfortable. Here's the challenge you'll face, though. If you don't have an income, you say you're not working, how are you going to support yourself if you get some place to live?
I'm getting child support from my little boy's father, and I also get welfare, and I work on Saturday.
Okay. Is that enough to support you living on your own? Because if you're living on your own, and this is what you have to sit down and work out first. I know it's intolerable. I know you're being harassed, and I know you would like some care from it or get away from it. But here's what you have to work out by yourself, okay? If I go to live by myself, how much will my electricity bill be? Will I be looking at things and playing the radio that's plugged in as opposed to a radio with batteries? Will I be looking at things online because I have, how old is the little boy?
He's 5.
Okay, right. Little boys at 5 get really active. So he can be on your case too. Who looks after him when you're not at home?
Well, sometimes my mom, but okay. My dad is sick. So he's in and out of the hospital and stuff like that.
So that may be also on your mother's mind while she is having these conflicts with you, okay? But
he
you have to work out.
He was never nice to me. I had to go court him the other day, and the court gave me a year to live here. And me and my husband were in the paper asking for government assistance, but no one ever called the reporter. So my husband decides to leave the marriage, though. It's too much for him.
That puts an extra pressure on you. Ma'am, unfortunately, circumstances like these are not the easiest to handle, especially in the public domain. So when things get to the paper and co-workers and people start looking at you strangely and making comments, it weighs on people's minds. If people meet your husband in the shop and say, big man like you, I live by your mother-in-law, and she gotta tell you when you could touch your woman and when you can't touch your woman, what kind of man you is, undermine the sense of masculinity of some, perhaps most males. But the challenge you will face, and I want to say this to you again, I know you see your immediate need as being a house or a place to live. But you have to understand you will still be vulnerable because you will have to work out how you pay your bills, whether the support from your son's father comes regularly, whether your job becomes more stable, whether you're able to do your shopping in the current environment and support the house that you live in. You're going to have to clean it. You're going to have to buy sheets and curtains and women. I mean, people want to beautify their homes, male or female. Females perhaps more so than some of us males who could, you know, rough it up for a little bit. But think about those things carefully before you say, okay, now I have a place, and then find yourself having to lean on somebody for assistance that puts you in another vulnerable environment. Just be careful about that. You may be jumping from an intolerable situation into one that's even more caustic. So
well,
I would suggest
the prayer line, and they told me to seek help because it was going on for the last 4 years while I was here.
But when you say seek help, what did they mean by seek help?
She said, I have a book here that I got from parenting class called Social Services and Directory. Mm-hmm. And that is when I called the National Housing. I spoke to a Mr. Mont there, and he told me to call Brass Stats and see if a minister would assist me, the minister of the constituent.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Well, let me tell you what, right? Leave your contact information with the producer just in case we do get a call from someone who wants to offer assistance.
Okay, so I just wait online?
Yeah, just wait online and he'll take you off.
Okay.
You're welcome, ma'am. This is the May Day edition of Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Good morning. Is this Brass Tacks?
It very much is, sir.
I could go on to Mr. Johnson finish?
Sir, this is Mr. Johnson. I'm speaking to you.
Oh, okay.
Tell me.
I got they have drones now that can cut down those kites out there.
I think they can. I think there are ways to cut them down if they wanted to.
Well, I feel like that's the best thing to do, you know.
And how long before they put it back up? Oh, another one goes up. I keep telling people I don't believe this is about recreation. I don't believe so, but yeah. To me, it just seems, and then to talk about legislation to curb kite flying. Yeah, I mean, we have legislation to say don't fly kites near to the airport and people do it. We have legislation for all kinds of things that people break. I just think it's one of them things that is a public nuisance and it's taking up too much of our time. And it's a nuisance. So let me tell you something. Noise pollution in Barbados has never been taken seriously. You have the kite flying issue that we talk about all the time. You have people who complain about barking dogs. You have people who complain about karaoke late at night. You have people who complain about motorbikes with no exhaust and cars with heavy exhaust. Noise pollution. That's the basis of it. So because I have kites by me, I complain about kites. Because you have motorbikes by you, you complain about motorbikes. And because you have karaoke over on your end, you complain about karaoke. We don't see the overall problem of noise. Carl Moore did and had the Society for Quieter Barbados and say all you old people too crotchety and, you know, all you should buy earplugs and put it in your ears and read your Bible and keep quiet. You had your day. Because that's how we treat problems. It's your concern, not mine, until it becomes mine. We have the problem of burning stuff. Well, I ain't asthmatic, so it ain't nothing to me, and I ain't downwind, and I upwind, and, you know. We sectionalize our issues, and we find a way to make it not our problem. But, yeah. Thank you, sir. Brass Stacks.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am good, sir. How are you?
Fine, fine. Welcome back.
It's good to be back, sir.
And happy Labor Day.
May Day. Labor Day.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, let me compliment again the government and the COVID-19 team for doing an excellent job in this regard. Now, I heard a lady call earlier trying to find fault with everything that the team sets out to do or done or whatever you want to call it. Now, I've been tracking this thing for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
Certainly from the first to last month. I heard the rates per test was actually over 11%. I can say that by yesterday, it gone down now to 3.8%. You can see it tracking all the way downwards and the downward slide, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't a touch surprised at all when I heard the Prime Minister raise went to another level, because I know the team was doing an excellent job in containing the virus. Now, she's criticizing the conferences and things like that. You cannot blame the conference on the inefficiency of the journalists, because a lot of people in Barbados say you even have journalists in Barbados. You have
reporters. I say so all the time. So I plead guilty.
It's a fact, man. They're extremely poor. Repeating the same questions, they're going to turn up there. Without doing any research, that's the biggest problem.
No, but you problem. See, sir, and let me say this. As someone who works in a media house, and I know I get punched for saying this when I say it, but unfortunately, there are times when people get sent or go to conferences with a list of questions that have been prepared prior to the conference.
Mm.
And those are the questions they ask. Some of them are not prepared to ask questions based on what is presented because it is not something they have an interest in. So, for example, you and your statistics that you have and that you present from time to time. There are people who have no interest in statistics. So to work out the percentage increase or the percentage decrease, there are some people who can't do it, who don't know how to do it. And there are some people who can do it at the drop of a hat. So they would go to a conference or they would go to a gathering and they would ask the questions that they were given to ask and they would get those answers and they would leave. And sometimes things are said that should be questioned, that should be explored, and they don't because they have no interest in finance and they don't want to ask the central bank governor because they're feeling I look stupid or whatever it is. So they just don't say anything. It is unfortunate, but it happens.
No, she's referring to the Trinidadians on a couple of occasions. She referred how the Trinidadians do this. You know, I'm a little wary. Actually, when I check Trinidad, I'm a little wary what's happening in Trinidad. Because Trinidad, to me, like they're stuck on a particular number for a long time. But actually, importantly, I heard someone from Trinidad saying yesterday or the day in front that they had 4,000 test kits. I think they were caught up or tied up somewhere, probably in the States, and didn't know to get them released. So I'm wondering if they weren't doing enough testing that way. Because you see, it's important to do the testing. Even if your number look high on the ground. But once you're doing the adequate testing, you'll be getting your numbers.
Correct. So if you just want to hold to continue that, it's Nooney Barbados. It's the time for us to go tracking the latest on StarCom Network.